No wonder the newspapers at home often describe this land as flowing with milk and honey. True, the streets of the city she'd seen weren't paved with gold, but then she'd never believed they were. Otherwise, none of the immigrants would have returned to Norway, and some did. They didn't come home wealthy, either. Her stomach rumbled, and she laid a hand over her midsection. Surely she would be able to buy food in St. Paul far cheaper than what she'd seen so far. While Johan had warned her that food would cost dearly, she hadn't dreamed it would be so expensive. Until she found she was running out of money. She glanced up to catch the eye of the man across from her. The look he gave her didn't need an interpreter. She could feel the heat blossom on her neck and up her face. Had he no manners at all? Why, if she could just speak the language, she'd tell him to mind his own business. That was for sure. If only she had listened to Johan and did as the letters from Moore had said. Learn to speak American. If she'd heard that once, she'd heard it or read it, well... She sighed and returned to the window. When his foot nudged hers, she shot him a look that could have scorched corn. He tipped his hat and winked at her. Of all the colossal nerve! Was this the way of American men? If so, give her a good solid Norwegian any day. That, of course, brought her back to thoughts of Elmer. That no good lying... The conductor made his way down the aisle, swaying along with the rocking train. He stopped beside Augusta's seat. Two more stops, and you'll be getting off, miss. Oh, how good to hear her beautiful Norwegian language. Manja tak. She gave him her best smile. And how do I know what train to go to there in St. Paul? The ticket agent will direct you. Just go up to the windows and ask. But what if he doesn't speak Norwegian? Oh, most of them do, a bit anyway. We get lots of immigrants from Norway out here. Swedes, too, and other Scandinavians. Germans, Russians. There's lots of people going west for free land. Not as many as a few years ago, but still a lot. You got family waiting for you? Augusta nodded. My brother Hjalmar and more. Others, too. I'll be by to make sure you get off at the right place. He touched a finger to the bill on his uniform cap and continued down the aisle. Augusta wanted to summon him back and ask more questions about the changing of trains, but he had a job to do, so she sank back against the seat. With great care, she kept her gaze from meeting that of the man on the other seat. Then he nudged her foot again. Tucking her booted feet as far under the seat as she could, she glared at the man and locked the metal in her spine so that she sat ramrod straight. She gathered her travel-stained skirt closer to her legs and turned slightly toward the window. Short of stabbing his foot with a hairpin, she had no weapon. Obviously, withering looks didn't count. She knew he was watching her, could feel it with every nerve in her body. Should she tell the conductor? But what could she say? The man is bothering me? If there were other seats available, she could just get up and move, but the car was full except for the seat next to her and the seat next to him. If he was cramped for foot room, why didn't he move over? The nudge, again. The conductor made his way back down the aisle, calling out the next stop as the train whistle cried and the train began slowing down. Dear God, please make this man get off here. But he didn't. Instead, he lit a cigar and waved it at her whenever she made the mistake of looking up. If the window wasn't so important to her, she'd have moved over. After all, she did have her knitting along. She could hear her more admonishing her not to waste a moment of precious time. But she wanted to see this new country. Augusta tightened her jaw. There he was again, this time touching her ankle. That's it! She rose, regal as a Viking princess, and deliberately planted her heel on the top of his foot. Then, turning to give it a good mash, she headed for the necessary. The grunt she heard as she left more than made up for the discomfort of deliberately hurting another. She started to think person and changed her mind. But she couldn't call him an animal either. Animals weren't obnoxious like that, so she guessed he was a man. She shook her head. At least God had spared her meeting men like that in her past. Dirty.